Portland, Oregon, one of the nation's most beautiful cities. The citizens of Portland attend many fine churches. It is a family town, a good place to bring up children.
Public drug abuse, addicts sprawled on the sidewalks or wandering the streets. Tent encampments on many street corners. One homeless man said he was given a bus ticket to Portland by the city of Billings, Montana. There were 11 drug overdoses on March 31st alone, and one pill of fentanyl can cost as little as $1. After rioting over George Floyd's death resulted in the destruction of large parts of Portland in 2020, Mayor Ted Wheeler thanked the rioters before he was hit with tear gas. Things got worse for the city when Oregon voters approved Measure 110. It decriminalized possession of small amounts of drugs, making it a health care issue and not a crime. Portland has become a mecca for addicts and drug dealers who have migrated here from across the country to take advantage of weak drug laws. It's also attracted drug cartels, which has led to a surge in crime. In Portland today, a viral video shows a man using drugs in front of a child. Just last week, a man beat someone with a golf club in front of this Portland restaurant. The nervous owners then offered the attacker hot coffee, which he dumped on the victim. One out of every two police stops in the city involves a stolen car. Critics call Portland the poster child for what happens when progressive policy goes too far. It wasn't always like this.